our journey into deeper levels of our relationship with the Holy Name. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I also see Anuta Mahaprabhu. Oh, Anuta Mahaprabhu, your vision gives great heaviness to my heart. Hare Krishna. Vision or sight, your sight, yes. So no, please greet. Yes, yes, do everything. Good, so let us start. I would just like to make a great, or let us say, a little announcement or a little thing I would like to say before we start. I have a friend, he's a professor, Alex of Batani, who is managing Viktor Frankl's legacy. That means all the unpublished texts as well as the published text of this now dead psychologist is managed by him. And he has been in contact with Krishna consciousness since a long time. And once he wrote me something which, or shared something with me, which really moved me. He said that his own greatest discovery in life was when he realized that the absolute truth is not an it, but a he. That is a person with distinct desires, with a distinct personality and characteristics. And he began to ask the question, what is the mind, what goes on in the mind of God? that he shared with me, this change of perspective. And it was profound. I let it sit like a seed which sits in fertile ground. And something happened with this seed over the years in my own life. I understood chanting Krishna's holy name is not a technique. It's not a method, but it is a relationship to a person who listens, who, as he listens, has his own thoughts, and who responds in his own unique and kind ways. That was a great discovery, and based on this discovery, I set out to write this book, The Living Name, A Guide to Chanting with Absorption. Because one thing which I really felt so deep and which is, so to say, at the basis of my traveling through the world and giving retreats, workshops, participating in great kirtan events, etc. The fundament of all this, the deep motivation, is to share with the devotees this understanding that the holy name is fully Krishna, but he only reveals himself and he only reciprocates when we begin to understand this and in our chanting add the quality of deep attention or absorption. I think in English your word attention has a verb. The word has a verb, to attend to someone. Huh? That is something, if I attend to a guest, I think, what type of tea does he appreciate? Is it more ginger with turmeric, or maybe more a simple nettle tea? Does he like roti or rice? And what type of conversations do I choose from the wide variety of possible subjects? And in this way, I attend to the person. I say, do you have everything? Do you require a functioning alarm clock? I have. Or T-Lock, is that with you? And so on. I attend to the person. So this chanting, or let us say, this living name retreat is all about attending to the holy name, giving him attention, and then coming into a level of consciousness which you could, which is really exiting the concerns of this world and coming to meet the Lord in his holy name. So you have a person who has some passion about this. I remember in Europe we have one politician, he's dead. I don't know what his character is, Winston Churchill. He said, I want to hear a man speak as if stung by a wasp. So I have a wasp in my pullover. An urgent appeal, an urgent something. And it will permeate my presentations. I like to ask a challenging question. What if it is true that Krishna is the holy name? I'm not saying it is true, but what, as a hypothetical question, if this is a fact, would that change your chanting? Would that change your life, maybe? What if it is true? I mean, during 1 hour in the lectures, it's true, you know, we believe everything. We have to believe, otherwise we don't get prasadam. But I'm thinking of outside of the philosophical discussion. What if it is true that Krishna is the holy name? So I think we would attend to him more. Good. So it's fair when someone who gives a retreat says, this is where I stand. So good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Varada Ri Jajanaranjana Jamunati
Chidabana Chali. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanda Radha Vrindavan Chanda Sri Radhe Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Go. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So, a little preview of what we are going to do. Today is appropriate here. You are in the second part of the Living Name Retreat. Welcome. In the workshop, we will repeat the discoveries of part one, so that we know how to build up on some fundamental things which need to be known for those who want to enter deeper levels in chanting. But the day today is reserved to the third practice of the Living Name, that is chanting with the intention to serve. When we chant the Holy Name as our main sadhana, our practice, we really hope for a descent of Krishna into our lives. Devotional service to Krishna is not possible when you, by your own strengths, you ascend. No, that's the panta, the path where the Lord comes down. And for that reason, he's called the Nam Avatar. The Ava means to come down, and Tara means to cross over. He comes down by crossing over that difficult barrier between the soul and the Lord. That is the material energy, the Maya Shakti. So when the Lord comes and is present as his holy name on our tongue, then from there he can enter our heart and a relationship develop to Krishna. The idea of chanting as to associate with Krishna is very clearly expressed by Srila Prabhupada. When he was in Geneva in 74, he said, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra means keeping Krishna always within your heart. And with this, we are at once way beyond a mechanical technique, a practice which we do with on our own. We are actually entering a divine relationship. Now, there is something very important, and I remember listening to a lecture where Prabhupada said, actually, you can't chant. Oops, no? But you said, chant and be happy? How can a material entity, the tongue, touch an entirely spiritual entity, God? How will this combination come together? The tongue cannot produce God. It cannot produce Krishna. It can produce a material sound like, hello, how are ya? And so on. But not a sound which is Satchit Ananda, which is full of eternity, bliss, and so on. Such a spiritual entity is not something material. He has to descend. He has to come from the spiritual realm. Almost like, when we are, when you go bathing in the jungle and come to the waterfall, the water falls from above and comes and washes you. So the chanting of the holy name is something like a descent of the Lord onto your senses, the tongue. He is there. Rupa Goswami describes this as that the holy name comes and dances on my tongue. At that time, I want to have many more tongues. No. So in order to for the holy name to come to us, we need to motivate him to come. When you want, I think we all in America hope that a devotee will become the next president. Tulsi Dasi, I think is her name. Tulsi Dasi Gabbard. I'm not so good in politics, so I don't know. I think it would be nice if she comes to New Vrindavan and takes part in the Holy Name retreat, or for an official opening is maybe more appropriate. Anuttama will advise us what is best. We must motivate her. She has a lot of things to do. I think it would be possible, but we have to give a good reason. So the holy name comes when we give him a reason to come. And that is explained in the verse which we will now chant. He comes when he sees that here is a devotee who is inclined to serve him. Who is, the Sanskrit word is, who has become sevan mukhe. Mukha means the face, and seva means service. So he has turned his face to service. Most of our faces are bahir mukha. We are turned to the external energy, to maya. Bahir mukha, jiva. No? And Krishna wants to see now, is he becoming sevan mukhe, turning to my service? When he sees, here is a devotee who comes and chants in a service attitude, wow! Then the Lord feels, I must come. I must visit this devotee in the temple of his heart, here in New Vrindavan, at this holy name retreat, and ever since afterwards. Hare Krishna. So let us chant this verse now. It's a verse which many of you will know, the Brahmin initiated for sure. Yes, it is there for you. It is written by Rupa Goswami, but it is quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1736. Ata si Krishna namadi.
Ata si Krishna namadi.
Na bhavet grayam indriyai.
Na bhavet grayam indriyai.
Sevan mukehi jivado.
Sevan mukehi jivado.
Svayam eva spuratyada. Tashi Krishna Namadi Innavavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivado Svayam Eva Spuratyada. Yes, someone else, please. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Jivado Svayam Eva Spuratyada. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Jivado Svayam Eva Spuratyada. Matajis, please. Sorry, I'm not culturally correct here. I will ask how to address the ladies. Please, ladies, chant.
Mm.
Adasi Krishna Namadi. Nabhavet Grayam Indiyaye. Sevan Muke Jivado. Yamivaspuradyada. Adashi Krishna Namadi. Nabhavet Grayam Indiyaye. Sevan Muke Jivado.
Thank you very much.
Adasi Krishna Namadi. Nayet Gayam Indiyai.
Thank you very much. Ataha,
therefore,
Shri Krishna Namadi, Lord Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, and so on. Na, not, Bhavet,
can be perceived,
can be, yes, na Bhavet, Grayam Indriyai, by the blunt material senses. Sevan Muke, to one engaged in his service. He certainly,
Jivado,
beginning with the tongue,
Swayam,
personally,
Eva,
certainly,
Spurati,
become manifest.
Adaha,
those.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, and so on. Good, here's the translation. Therefore, the therefore is because Krishna's holy names and form and everything is spiritual. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. When, however, a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, then the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. So in the purport before this, Prabhupada speaks about this subject, and I would like to quote this purport. Since Krishna's transcendental body, his name, his form, the qualities and the pastimes and entourage are all the absolute truth, they are as good as Krishna himself, Sachid Ananda Vigraha. As long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the objects of his material senses, that is material form, taste, smell, sound, and touch, will not help him understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Rather, they are revealed. These spiritual things are revealed to the pure devotee. One's material name, form, and qualities are certainly different from one another. In the material world, there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body and his names, activities, and entourage. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve
Gauravani Pachayani Nirvashesha Sunyavari Paskatyari Satani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasaji Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yes.
So the verse says when a devotee enters the right mentality, he can actually appreciate or perceive Krishna in the form of his holy name. You have an American poet, Eliot, who writes a well-quoted verse, at least in Europe we often stumble over this. It says, when someone is awakened, he goes to the same place and arrives there for the first time. This is a little bit expressing in poetical words what this verse tries to say. When you are coming, when you are awakened to this mood of I want to serve Krishna's holy name, and you chant in this way, then although you have chanted many times before the holy name, all of a sudden you see or perceive the holy name for the very first time. Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto describes this. He says, now my Lord, where my senses are awakened, I can actually perceive you. It's as if a veil has been removed all of a sudden. So in chanting the holy name, we wish also that we chant the holy name really, I can only say it like this, for the first time. That is, for the time, in a, full realization is a big project, but with increasing realizations, how we associate with Krishna. This is coming when we make a switch in our mentality, a switch in our perspective, a switch in our vision. At that time, the holy name will reveal himself in many ways. Jiva Goswami explains this word sevanmukhe, that is, turning our face to the service, this switch of perspective, this paradigm shift, if you so want. He explains that this word sevanmukhe means being inclined to accept the Lord's name and form in service. That means very simple, that you sit down as a service. That you, when you sit down, you sit down to chant your japa as a service. My dear Lord, please accept my service. At that moment, the switch is thrown, pang, and your realization of the holy name starts. It also happens when you understand Krishna is on the altar. I want to serve him. Or in my life as a devotee, I want that Krishna is not my servant and gives me a life with full improvement of senses and mind and so on. But when you go in the direction of service, the world speaks about self-development, and there's certainly there's a lot of interest in the devotee community. For us, self-development starts with our roots. That is, we see we are souls and we are meant to serve Krishna. After this, we will improve our physical and emotional and social well-being. But we first need to start with the question, who am I that is to be developed? And that is, I am a part of Krishna, and I need to develop my service attitude to him, especially in the chanting. Without this service mind when you chant, then you have only a shadow of the name. The first service to the holy name is that you attend to him. That is, you are present-minded when you chant and no longer absent-minded. A devotee who understands I should be sevanmukhe now, no longer bahirmukhe when I chant. I should make this switch. He will not tolerate any longer being absent-minded. He will be present-minded because a servant has to be with the master he serves. He cannot be absent-minded. He has to, what does he need now? Where, I have to attend to him. He's very aware, very much present. So the first step really in this, when if you want to enter the palace of the seva, this mentality is to become present-minded. And we will do a lot in our workshop to switch you on to do something. But let us stay in this lecture a little bit with this philosophical concept of approaching the Lord through a service mentality. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord speaks about this. Bhaktyamang abhijanati javanyasya smitatvata tatomang tatvato gyatva vishate tat anantadam. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can then enter into the kingdom of God. My dear devotees, we must rekindle our seva potency. At the moment, this seva potency is spent a lot into the dealings of this world. We serve our family, our society, partners, and an endless array of sense objects that promise instant gratification. We serve, we attend to these, we give them our attention, we give them our life force. And this way, we are there. However, all of us, in our deepest essence, are a spark of that divine flame. And to increase our burning, our means to increase our seva potency. When you serve Krishna, let us say 5%, you serve the material world often 95%. When you serve Krishna 20%, it's 80% to the material world. You increase the service potential, almost like the level of water in a glass. If you increase that, if you become, in other words, full in consciousness of Krishna. See, this is water, this is a glass, and now it increases its level. Air goes out, water goes in. In the same way, we learn to increase our seva potential in our lives That means our consciousness will rise more and more to Krishna consciousness. I'm very aware that I speak here and I might spoil your morning by only speaking from the perspective of my ashram. Yes, family men have to spend time with their family. Yes, they have to go to work. Yes, they have to attend to, what is it called, insurance companies and so on and so forth. No problem. You can do that in a spirit of yukta vairagya, where you understand. My family is given to me by Krishna. I serve them as, and I will elevate them in Krishna consciousness by giving them the facility to act in this world without running after unfulfilled needs all the time. Service is something which happens in the mind. It's an inclination of attending to someone, and it can be done in the mind. You can do always the right thing, irregardless the circumstances which surround you. It's very important. Don't you know this from your own experience? When someone says, oh, the temple commander said, I must serve you. You are a Swami. I have to serve you. Ugh. He does everything. He puts the food on the table. He throws a garland on you. Everything is there. Immaculate service. But immaculate action, I wanted to say. But it's not really service if it is not done with that inclination to attend, to please, to give pleasure. So this inclination to please Krishna through whatever we are, wherever we are, pilgrim, worshipper, grihastha, sinner, whoever you are, serve Krishna, that, and serve him more and more. Increase the level of your service. Hare Krishna, I'm sorry. And then you become qualified for the Lord to reveal himself. This is so wonderful about bhakti. So increasing our service potential starts with desire. The desire when you chant should be, O Krishna, I'm serving you now. Please accept my service. That should be the inner programming, so to say. That should be the inner reason. Do you know the mind of our Lord? He likes to be praised by others. Maybe you find this tendency in you a little bit also. You have it from our Lord. He likes. And, you know, when we say it, oh, to be truthful, my dear devotees, I'm here, and I came from Germany. I mean, if you could say some good things about me, that would please me very much. That would be very, I don't know, poor-spirited, no? You would say, you get off the lecture chair, we don't want to hear an egomaniac lecturer this morning. It's not suitable for our hearing. When a conditioned soul says, praise me, please, we have our problem. We say, you would have better become a pop star, not a devotee, you know. But Krishna, he likes to be praised, and he is not ashamed of this. He says, you chant my name, and you become purified. He is like this. He is the Lord of love. It's his mind. He likes if you engage with him. Yes. Not like I'm putting it a little bit in an let us say, in a context we can relate to. There is a Sanskrit word which I have forgotten, which says that the Lord is someone who likes if he is praised. He likes that. So you sit down and you give him the pleasure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and yet again, Krishna, Krishna, and more, Hare Hare, and then again, no problem, start from beginning where you ended. And in this way, it's a service. It is a service which is done if you have the inclination to please him. If you do it just as a mechanical thing, like the example of the servant who is ordered by someone to do the service, it is not pleasing. It is not very good. So when Krishna sees that someone chants his name, at that time Krishna becomes attentive to this person. There is a verse in the sixth canto where it's described how the Lord felt when Ajamil, the sinner, chanted on his deathbed, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. He became attentive to him, says the verse. And the verse says, it's the last line, he has called my name. I must take care of him now. So this example is given in our Shastras to say, if that is already true, how much more will it be true that the Lord becomes attentive when someone chants with a service attitude? I brought this morning something for you. I brought it all the way from Germany. Hope it's still intact. Yes, it is intact. This is a medicinal capsula. Can you see it? With your old age written eyes. Oh, sorry, I translate always from German language into English, and I understand the German way of expressing is different than the American culture. I mean it good, but foreign tongue, you know. So can you see this? It's a medicinal capsula which has a very powerful medicine in it. This is an empty capsula. Can you see it? It's maybe not so clear. Maybe if I hold it against the... You get the idea. It's a simple idea. So, chanting in a service attitude is like this capsula, full with the most powerful medicine. Chanting without the service attitude is like this. Almost ineffectual. There is a little placebo effect, maybe, that, I swallowed a capsula. And placebo is, by the way, works in some ways. But you get the idea. This service attitude, according to this shloka, is the essence of our chanting. Material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name. However, when a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue in service to chant the Lord's holy name, then one comes to understand Krishna gradually like he really is. No? This example comes from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, without the service attitude, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is empty. And he says there's a difference between a medicinal capsula which bears a deadly poison, by the way, this is good medicine, and which is empty. There's a difference. There's a difference between a medicinal capsula which has good medicine and a medicine, a capsule which has no medicine. It is looks the same, but it acts in entirely different ways. So often, devotees come to these holy name retreats and say, Maharaj, I have trouble in chanting. I'm here to hope that you can fix this trouble for me. I started quite reasonably well, but now my mind is distressed. It is when I chant, I just do it at the road. And if I'm absolutely honest to you, but don't say it in the public, Maharaj, so I can't speak more than this. you know, they don't chant 16 rounds any longer. So because there is no taste, there is one doesn't see the effect. One doesn't see that it really changes the life. One doesn't see that it really transforms my heart. One doesn't see that the chanting really gives me love in my heart and a feeling of Krishna's presence. But it may be because you need to add something to your chanting, the medicine, the service attitude. This service attitude, speaking very practical, starts really in, we have taken vows, so we chant every day a certain amount of rounds. Even those of you who have not yet taken vows, you can, you are advised to say, okay, today or every day I chant a minimum of 2 rounds or 4 rounds or 6 rounds. I do this as a service to Krishna. I do this to show him that I'm not indifferent to our relationship. I do this to be there, to be consistent, to have my words matched up by my action. So therefore we take this a certain number of rounds. Whatever is your number, that is not really the, let me say, of course, when you are initiated, it is a matter. But before that, it's about being consistent. That's the reason why we always chant. You know, don't you know this in relationship? If someone is sometimes like this and the next day he is like that, sometimes he is pleasing, then he is displeasing, you say, oh, please, I'm getting too old for this. You make up your mind, then come back, and then we have a relationship accordingly. Be consistent. That's the first thing in service. Not chant your rounds. Then be present-minded as you chant. No, be there, fully there. And then a third thing, my dear devotees, is serve the holy name by spreading the holy name. Yes. Even if you are a young devotee, or even if you are an old devotee who is beyond all further instructions, serve the holy name by spreading it, by telling friends about it, by making sanghas at your home. Sanghas means invite people, chant, learn maybe an instrument, or learn to clap your hands. It's so simple. Chant, and the Lord takes note of this. Oh, here is someone inclined in devotional service. Then the Lord descends immediately to a devotee. I want to now end this session by, we want to sing a song, and I want to read you this song. And then there is time for questions and answers. Let me just find this here. I hope I find it. Oh, Krishna. He is not here.
Yeah.
101. If you want to serve Krishna, do anything to develop the qualifications. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower, and more humble than a blade of grass. Become practice forgiveness like that of a tree and give up violence towards other living beings. Instead, protect and maintain them. By possessing these four qualities, the qualities of a servant, humility, mercifulness, respect towards others, and the renunciation of desires for prestige, one becomes virtuous. In such a state, you may sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Manjari is here. Do we have time for questions and answers? Or not really.
Breakfast was given to us at 9:15. Okay. Maybe one question.
Is there one well-considered question? Because we are a little later in time. Now everyone is intimidated. Well-considered. What do you mean? Okay. No, there is one well-considered question.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you.
The way that I learned is chanting Hare Krishna as a prayer is please engage me in your service.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not generally that we think of the chanting itself as a service. It's usually like I'm chanting to get other service, you know, to become empowered to do something else, like preaching, book distribution, cooking, or whatever it is. But the chanting itself is a service, is what you're saying.
It's a new concept, yes, but you learned it in your Bhakti course. There are 9 forms of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam. It's service. Bhakti, you know, strictly, where do we put japa? Japa is a sadhana, a spiritual practice of repeatedly chanting the holy name in a soft voice. It is in the category of devotional service, bhakti. Bhakti translates as devotional service. All forms of devotional service which we do are a service. It's not just doing things with the active hands like cooking, distributing books, and so on, but sitting and chanting, hearing is a service, Shravanam is a service, we give attention to the hearing, Smaranam, we remember Krishna, it's a service. Pada Sevanam, we serve his lotus feet. Archanam, we decorate the deities. All these are devotional services, which in themselves are seva.
I think maybe we need to change the way that we talk about things in ISKCON.
Yes, of course.
You know, now that the morning program is finished and I've done my rounds, now I'll start my service.
Yeah. Yes, yes, you have noted. We will rock you a few times in this seminar. There are a few things which on second investigation, which on studying the philosophy and Prabhupada's teachings, are very different. Then we do. But by all means, continue, you know, serving with the way you have learned it. Serve more and more and unlimitedly more. That is good. Very good. Very good. But at chanting is a service also, with that spirit. Hare Krishna. Very good to do so. Thank you very much. And please allow me to speak like this. I feel a little bit... I'm a new man here. And please allow me to speak like this. Really, what I speak is really based on Prabhupada's teaching. I've made it very sure, because otherwise it would lead nowhere. Good. Now let us welcome Gopi Manjari. She is our master of ceremonies. She will give us direction and orientation, how to move about, where to go next, and so on. Thank you all very much, and Hare Krishna.